Sabiha Sumar wurde 1961 in Karachi in Pakistan geboren. In den 1980ern studierte sie in New York und Cambridge Politikwissenschaft, Geschichte und Film und gründete 1992 ihre eigene Produktionsfirma Vidi Film. So gewann sie die Unabhängigkeit, sozialkritische Filme zu drehen. Ich traf mich im Rahmen des 13. Filmfest Frauenwelten mit ihr, um über ihren dort gezeigten Film Good Morning Karachi zu sprechen. Mich hat interessiert, ob die Geschichte von Rafina, die in einer traditionellen Familie mit wenig Privatsphäre und genauen Erwartungen an die junge Frau lebt, von einem tatsächlichen Ereignis inspiriert ist und warum sie ausgerechnet die Modebranche als Rafinas Arbeitsumfeld aussuchte.
It's not based on a true event, but many true events that are unfolding in Pakistan today. In I think around 2002, 2003, the media opened up, and we saw about 32 different channels, private independent channels, come up, and new channels are coming up every year now. And because there was no film school or TV academy for training, these new channels needed servicing by young men and women to be, producers and writers and directors, actors, show hosts, everything. And Rafina is situated in this milieu where such women could dream of coming out of their homes and defying tradition and actually realizing their ambitions in the world of the performing arts or media or fashion and beauty. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's based on a novella by Chandana Minhas, and that novella was commissioned by me. I asked a young author in Pakistan to write this because I was interested in exploring what's happening to the young women as they, try to be somebody in this new world that has come up. So Chandana is also a product of this time. She became a writer in this period, and she was also a model herself. So in a way, I asked her to write this story, and we situated it in the beauty and fashion industry because beauty and fashion industry is something that survived the Islamization in Pakistan. And I have a lot of respect for the industry because it is run by women and for women in a very strong way. So it has really subverted the meaning of exploitation and made it something that serves the women that have set it up.
Was mich sehr überraschte, war die Tatsache, dass Sabiha Sumar während der Dreharbeiten nicht nur mit Profis gearbeitet hatte.
We had a number of people running departments like the production design, costume, makeup, who had never been on a film set before. So they are also a product of this new time when the media has opened up, they've been working in television, or they're aspiring to work on a film, and then they worked with us. We did have, for the sound and camera and lights, we had professionals from Holland doing that work. But it was really a very rewarding experience because I felt like I was running a small film school, training and working with people at the same time. Amna Ilyas, who plays Rafina, had never faced a camera in her life before. I trained her for about 3 months. Her brother, who plays Rehan, is also not a professional. Neither is Arif. Jamal is a well-known actor. He did Ken Loach's film called A Fond Kiss. Sabah Hamid, who plays the mother, is also a professional actress. Bio Rana Zafar, who plays Rosie Khala, is a stand-up comic, but she didn't have much experience of camera either, certainly not of feature films. So it was a mix, really, and all the all the extras had never seen a camera before. So, yeah, more without experience and some with experience.
Sabiha Sumar zeigt in ihrem Film die verschiedensten Charaktere und politischen Ansichten, wie sie bei den jungen Menschen in Pakistan zu finden sind.
I don't think I had any one role model, but it's really a film that is based on real life events and characters, but not one, but many. Arif is certainly someone you would find in Pakistan, somebody who is ideologically very close to political ideas and believes in them, sincere about them, and wants to change the world through politics. Then there are people like Jamal who want to use the opening up of the media as a way to change Pakistan. It's a little bit like everybody has their own dream, you know. So I would say that it is very grounded in the reality of Pakistan. It's a film that I believe is relevant to our times, but not maybe based on any one character.
Der Film ist politisch und zeigt eine Seite von Pakistan, die vielleicht nicht jedem bewusst ist. Mit Good Morning Karachi will Sabiha Sumar genau dieses, sich im Wandel befindende Pakistan zeigen und in das Bewusstsein der Menschen rücken.
This is a part of Pakistan that I want people to see and understand. It's an aspirational film. It's about a woman's dream and the realization of that dream. It's also about how this woman goes beyond her personal ambition to see this as a good for women in a broader sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she expands her dream, not just leaving it for herself, but taking it to the women of Pakistan and putting her aunt, Rosie Khala, on the billboard. I think it's a slice of life from Pakistan. It's something that is not seen very much. And I just want it to be seen and heard and for people to understand that there are many contradictions. So while we have a very strong traditional and religious society, we also have women like Rafina, you know. It's a complex situation and it's good to see it, the society in its complexity, and not just to narrow it down to religious fundamentalism or not. Yeah. You know, it's not either or. It's a mix.